This is an interesting lesson. We get Nicodemus at night, or as my teenage daughters used to say, hey, it's Nick at night, like on TV. Yes, Nick at night. It's a little different, but it is a lesson we hear now, and it's also a lesson certain years in Lent. I think Lent B, maybe. And it's an important one, but a lot of people have a disconnect with it on Trinity Sunday. See, this is Trinity Sunday. You got me as your supply because no one ever likes to preach on Trinity Sunday. So they dug around and found a theological geek with a doctorate. I'm not going to bore you, I promise. Because anytime we try and explain the Trinity beyond its Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we get into dangerous territory. I'd like you to start thinking about the Trinity a different way. And I'll share with you a story from my lifetime, and I'm sure those of you with kids recognize the story. At about 4 or 5, my youngest daughter began to have night terrors and would wake up. And we'd hear from down the hall, Dad! Dad, can we come get in bed with you? And the wee was, she had a little bear that she took with her. And I'd always say, yes, come on, bring your pillow, and don't hog the covers. She'd come, jump in bed, and go to sleep. She came and she could call out because she knew that I would say yes. She knew that there was a relationship of love and trust and intimacy between us. Now, she couldn't have diagrammed it for you, but she knew it was there. That, to me, is at the heart of what Jesus is trying to get Nicodemus to recognize. To recognize something that's always been there. He says you have to be born again of the Spirit. So, of course, being a teacher, and I'm an academic, so I fall into the same trap. We like to think in very literal terms sometimes. Who said that? What day? What's the footnote? That's what Jesus was trying to move in Nicodemus' thinking that day. Quit being here, get here. You know, born of the Spirit. Be born from above. If it's all in your head, you're not going to connect to God, who is your Father, and you are the child. We're all children of God. What Jesus was trying to get across, and what I think the whole point of the Trinity is that we are always invited into that love that is shared between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're another part of the family. We're the next kid who can cry out, Abba, Father! Which, by the way, Abba is Daddy in Aramaic. So it works well for my sermon. We can cry out, Daddy, and God's going to be there. God's going to be there with, yes, come to me for comfort. Come to me for security. Come to me when things are not working well. That, I think, is what Jesus is after. And then we get, of course, the most famous quote from the Bible that most people know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. I personally like 17 better. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save it. They go together beautifully. So what do we do when there's a feast of the Trinity? And I'll guarantee you if I had you all write down what the Trinity was, you'd all come up with something different. And you know what? You'd all probably be right. Because Trinity is relationship. That's what Jesus is trying to get across to Nicodemus. The Eastern Orthodox Church, in the very early church, before we split with the Orthodox, used to speak of the Trinity using a Greek word called perichoresis. Perichoresis is a sharing and giving and a receiving from someone else sharing and giving, but in the form of a dance. Now, how many of you have ever gone to a dance and there's been no dancers? Remember Wallflowers when you were in junior high? Okay. I know, we all got to go back a ways. Not going to admit when I was in junior high, but it's a back away. That's not a dance at that point in time. It only becomes a dance when dancers are on the floor and interrelating with each other. You can call it a dance, you can play music, but if people aren't engaged, that's not a dance. That's the mystery and the beauty of the Trinity. It is simply a dance into which we are all invited. It's the love shared between the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit and the Father. And you've got that great little example in the bulletin with the three symbols, and I mean there's hundreds of them. But if you stop worrying about getting that dogma right of the Trinity. By the way, congratulations, we're Episcopalians, we only have two dogmas. One is the Trinity, and one is that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. If you want to become Roman Catholic, there's about another 500 you have to learn. But the importance of the Trinity, all Christians believe in it. We all describe it slightly differently. But I'd like to leave with you this morning in this short little homily that it's relationship. It is the Father loving the Son loving the Father, the Holy Spirit loving the Son and the Father. And that love is poured out on us. For God so loved the world. And the good news about dealing with the Trinity is we don't have to know all the answers. We just have to join them.